Yeah.
Service here at the Steeple Church, where we remember a Thursday night many years ago where Jesus gathered his friends round a table for this sacrament of the Lord's Supper. We have a service tomorrow night as well at 7:30, and of course Easter Sunday at 10:30 a.m. Christ himself suffered on your behalf and left you an example in order that you should follow in his steps. By his wounds you have been healed. We're going to sing our first hymn, and I invite you just to remain seated where you are for the first hymn. Thank you, musicians.
When he returned to Capernaum after some days, it was reported that he was at home. So many gathered around that there was no longer room for them, not even in front of the door, and he was speaking the word to them. Then some people came, bringing to him a paralyzed man, carried by four of them. And when they could not bring him to Jesus because of the crowd, they removed the roof above him. And after having dug through it, they let down the mat on which the paralytic lay. When Jesus saw their faith, he said to the paralytic, "Child, your sins are forgiven." Now, some of the scribes were sitting there questioning in their hearts, "Why does this fellow speak in this way? It is blasphemy. Who can forgive sins but God alone?" At once, Jesus perceived in his spirit that they were discussing these questions among themselves, and he said to them, "Why do you raise such questions in your hearts? Which is easier to say to the paralytic, 'Your sins are forgiven,' or to say, 'Stand up and take your mat and walk'? But so that you may know that the Son of Man has authority on earth to forgive sins," he said to the paralytic, "I say to you, stand up, take your mat, and go to your home." And he stood up and immediately took the mat and went out before all of them, so that they were all amazed and glorified God, saying, "We have never seen anything like this." Amen.
Isaiah said this, "But he was wounded for our transgressions, crushed for our iniquities. Upon him was the punishment that made us whole, and by his bruises we are healed." We know Christ healed during his ministry. We know this because illness and death have no place in God's good kingdom. Yet we live in this world, full of brokenness and illness, alongside those who suffer with brokenness and illness. And so before we celebrate communion together, we'll have a time of prayer where we will pray for healing. There'll be a number of sections covering a number of aspects of illness and healing, and there'll be a time of silence for which you to hold before the Lord those who you wish to bring and wish to seek Christ's healing upon. After the silence, I will say, "Lord, bring your healing and peace," and I invite you to repeat this phrase, "Lord, bring your healing and peace." So let us pray. Loving God, long ago in Galilee, many were sick and suffering and needed friends to bring them to your side. They were confident of your goodness and of your great compassion. And on seeing the ill, you were moved to bring healing to them. We too are confident of your goodness and compassion for us, and now we bring to you those who we long to know your healing touch. And so in the quietness of our hearts, we name those who are ill in their bodies, whose illnesses are long or painful, those who suffer from an illness that is difficult to cure or seems to defy a cure, those whose illnesses bring them restless days and sleepless nights. Lord, bring your healing and peace to those people. In the quietness of our hearts, we bring before you those who are troubled in their mind, those who are distressed by their past or fearful of their future, those who feel trapped and caught in anxiety. Lord, bring your healing and peace to those people. In the quietness of our hearts, we name before you those for whom light is turned into darkness due to the death of a loved one, the breaking of a friendship, or the fading of hope. Lord, bring your healing and peace to those people. Lord, we ask for your blessing on all healthcare professionals, those who care and tend to the sick, those who bring friendship to those who are distressed, or those who sit and bring your peace and comfort to those near death. Lord, bring your healing and peace to those people. We ask for your guidance and wisdom for those engaged in medical research. May they persevere with vision and energy. And we pray for those who administer health and welfare agencies. Might they have wisdom and compassion. Lord, bring your healing and peace to those people. Loving God, the care of every soul is in your hands, and the source of all healing is you. We do not know your will for us, but if by our life your grace may be known, then in us, through us, or even in spite of us, may your kingdom come and your will be done. And may the Spirit of the living God that is present with us now heal all named and ourselves of all that harms in body and mind and spirit. In the name of Christ Jesus, the great healer, we ask these things. Amen. We come now to our time of communion. To prepare us and lead us in for that, the musicians will lead us again in a further hymn. Thank you, musicians.
Call us anew to be salt for the earth. drink the wine of compassion. Give us to eat the bread that is you. Nourish us well and teach us to fashion lives that are holy and hearts that are true. Not in the dark of buildings confining, not in some heaven light years away, but here in this place new light is shining. Now is the kingdom, now is the day. Gather us in and hold us forever. Gather us in and make us your own. Gather us in, all peoples together. Fire of love in our flesh and our bone.
Thank you, musicians. Friends, we gather around a table with our Lord Jesus as the disciples did all those years ago. We gather in accordance with his commandment that we do this in remembrance of him, that we eat this bread and that we drink this wine, and we remember all that Christ has done for us. I say it many times, but I say it again with deeper conviction tonight. This meal is for us, all of us. All of us who have great faith, all of us who have little faith, all of us who have been here time and time and time again, and those of us who are still summoning the courage, the belief to come for the first time. Those of us who follow Jesus so closely we're tripping over the heels of his sandals, and those of us who lag so far behind, he sometimes seems like a dot on the horizon. Doesn't matter, friends. Christ came for all creation, and all creation is invited to share at this table. So we gather and remember that on the night he was betrayed, he sat at a meal with his friends. And he took a piece of bread and he said to his friends, "This is my body. It is broken for you. Take, eat, and remember." And after the meal was finished, he took a cup of wine and said to his friends, "This is my blood. It is shed for you for forgiveness of sin. Take, drink, and remember." So we do as Christ commands us to do. We eat this bread, we drink this wine, and in doing so, we proclaim his death until his return. Friends, the Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. Lord, you've blessed us in so many ways. You've made us one holy people, reconciled to you and to one another. And so as one, we praise you with the faithful of every time and place, joining with the choirs of angels and the whole of creation in saying together the eternal hymn, "Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest." Loving God, pour out your spirit on this bread, upon this wine, and upon each one of us. Might this be for us your body and your blood. Might it bring us your healing, your life, and your wholeness. And as we eat this bread and as we drink this wine and as they are changed into us, might we be changed into you, to love, to care, and to heal your creation. Amen. Friends, the body of Jesus broken for the world, his blood shed for the forgiveness of sin, these are the gifts of God given to us, the people of God. We're going to do it slightly differently tonight. I'm going to invite you, when you feel moved, to come and to take a seat at the Lord's table, and I will have a chance to serve you for a change communion. Stay as long as you like. Take as long as you like to reflect, to pray, to eat, and when you feel ready, return to your seats, and then once everybody's been served, we will close with our closing hymn. So, friends, the table is set, the invitation is given by Christ himself to come and share at his table. Loving God, thank you for coming to us. Thank you for showing us the nature of God, the love, the compassion, and the grace of God. And thank you for giving all that you are to lead us back to you. And Lord, as this meal sustains us in faith, may it empower us in your mission to love and to care for this, your world. Amen. We close with our final song. Thank you, musicians. So friends, go forth in the peace of God. And as you go with these words ringing in your ears, may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance on each and every one of you and give you forevermore his peace. Amen.
Amen.